Hello and welcome to the Argidias podcast, where we explore the topics that matter most for entrepreneurs in developing economies. I'm Angela Robson, and this is episode number 4, 10 Years of Impact, an opportunity to share key milestones Argidias has achieved with its partners over the past decade. Since 2014, the Argidias Foundation has worked alongside partner organisations to provide entrepreneurs with the support they need to grow. In this episode, we're going to be taking a look at the nature of this support and the impact these different partnerships are having around the world. Let's hear first from Nicholas Koloff, the Executive Director of Argidias, about why the foundation works with partners.
Businesses need advice at different stages of their own growth. So when they're having their first ideas, as they get started, as they grow. So they need different services as you go along your journey as an entrepreneur and as an enterprise. And so what we try to do is to identify organizations who are focused on part of that journey and can help you get to your next level. And that level might be from, startup to growth. And you might need to rethink your business model. You might need to think more carefully about your customers, where your sales are actually going to come from. You may need help accessing finance in order to build the business. And so what we're doing is trying to create around an entrepreneur and around an enterprise a set of services that are high quality, impactful and supportive, and tailored to where you are on that journey towards a successful business.
Each of these businesses are faced with particular challenges and opportunities, and they often need external advice or support or finance to address these opportunities and get their businesses to the next level and to take on more productive formal employees.
So Argidias works with those organisations that support businesses in their journeys of growth.
Harry Devonshire is the Advocacy and Research Manager at the Argidias Foundation.
And this might be something like an accelerator, which is a terminology for basically a development programme that takes on a cohort of businesses and offers them a whole range of networking between themselves and with mentors, with folks who can help them sell in different places. It will introduce them to investors and help the investors get to know them. And it will look at, well, what are some of the unique problems these businesses are facing at this juncture? And how do we equip the entrepreneurs to address those problems going forward?
One of the organisations Argidias has worked with closely is Alterna, a social innovation and entrepreneurship platform in Central America, Mexico and the Caribbean. Daniel Buchbinder is the founder and chief executive.
We do mainly three things. One, we cultivate entrepreneurs, micro, small and medium businesses through a cultivation methodology. We provide access to key resources, which mainly funding through impact investing, access to markets and access to talent. And we also play a role in convening and nurturing the ecosystem by participating in a range of networks, frontier initiatives, and most importantly, in impact investing events that we host for the region. Argidias has been instrumental in Alterna's journey. We met them in very early stages. So we had just one pilot of cultivation when we started talking with them. So they have accompanied our whole journey in these 10 years cultivating businesses in Central America. So they have supported everything from cultivation programs in the region, our own geographical evolution, because when we met them, we were only working in the highlands in Guatemala, and in the first couple of years only in Guatemala. And it was because of this type of relationship that we were able to go beyond Guatemala and to have regional programs for Central America, then eventually in Mexico, and even in Latin America, we have had some programmatic efforts. So they have helped that geographical evolution. They have been instrumental in our professionalization, in monitoring and evaluation, in governance, in strategic sustainable funding. So yeah, they have been key for many processes and strategic activities in Alterna.
Argidius is a learning organization. It's at the heart and center of what we do. And everything we do, we want to seek impact, but we also want to find out what works best. And we want to learn, not just for ourselves or for those we work with, but for the sector more broadly. Because we recognize we're a small player in a bigger field, and there's much larger institutions out there. And if we can help generate the kind of knowledge that enables them to create these jobs more effectively, then we're going to have a much bigger impact than anything we do focused just on our own work.
Rebecca Harrison is the founder and CEO of the African Management Institute, also called AMI, who are based in Kenya. AMI enables ambitious businesses across Africa to thrive through practical tools and training. Argidius began partnering with AMI in 2013.
Argidius has done more than any other funding partner in this space in terms of driving the agenda around what understanding what works. And because business building is a sector that's still fairly new in a development context, there's still, in some circles, some skepticism. I don't know why, because it seems very obvious to me why building businesses is a good thing for jobs and livelihoods, but there's still been some skepticism. And I think, you know, Argidius has really focused on building the evidence base, advocating for the sector, and pushing partners to take impact measurements seriously ourselves, and not just reporting for the sake of reporting to a donor or to a partner, but reporting to better understand ourselves what in our methodology works, so we can be more efficient, more effective, and more impactful.
The partners are important for Argidius because they do all the work. We support them, not just with money, but with advice, hopefully good advice, encouragement. And we're interested in their growth as organizations. So we're not just asking them to fulfill a particular project or run a particular program. We're asking them, so how can we help you get to be a better organization, get to your next level of impact, perhaps your next level of scale and size? So that's not always completely important. So partners are the people who do the work.
Swiss Contact is an independent foundation for international cooperation, which promotes economic, social, and environmental development, and has been operating in Guatemala since 1972. I asked the Guatemala country director, Colin Banning, about the impact of Swiss Contact's partnership with Argidius.
So I think the partnership has really benefited a lot of different profiles of entrepreneurs, from a very social aspect into a returned migrant that just came back from the US that doesn't really know what to do, up to a growing business that is struggling on how to manage that growth because they're doing so well that they don't know where what's going to happen next, right? My perception is Argidius is that partner that it's willing to learn as you go, because it's not the classical donor that just wants to give the money away with certain criteria. Is the partner that will support you implement along the way, number one, that can provide you valuable insights on how can you also think, do things differently and maybe better. And it's also very involved on the way that you can also improve to replicate this in other latitudes.
The Business Council for Peace, also known as BPeace, is an award-winning non-profit organization working in crisis-affected communities to grow small and medium-sized enterprises, create significant employment, and expand the economic power of women. I asked Stephanie de Gonzalez, who's the country director of BP's Guatemala, about the impact of BP's partnership with the Argidius Foundation.
At the moment, we have worked in Guatemala and El Salvador with almost 100 businesses in Guatemala. And the new project with our alliance or partnership with Argidius, we're going to be helping 128 in their North Triangle area of Central America. So imagine the number of jobs that we are creating and the number of people that we are impacting. So it's not only about the job that we're creating, but we have an average of 4 people that are impacted by that job.
Eduardo Ruata is the Guatemalan country director of Tecnoserve, which provides farmers and small business owners in 30 countries with the skills, connections and confidence to earn a better living. One of the programs it's been running with Arguidis for just over a decade is called Impulsa tu Empresa, which means boost your business.
And we have assisted like 3,000 businesses overall. The program is regional, so it's not only Guatemala, but include other Latin American countries like El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Colombia in the past. And one thing that we found out is that working with small, medium businesses, we have been able to create over 3,000 new jobs, which is really good. And another good factor that we figure out during the years is the percentage of women that wants to enter into a program. Overall, we reach 51% women entrepreneurs that we have helped. So that's also good.
We're marking 10 years of impact because we are really bowled over by the impact that our partners have had. Again, taking Kenya as an example here, we work with 30 partners. They've supported thousands of businesses, and they've created over 100,000 jobs. Now that's really important in a market where you've got 800,000 young people entering the market every year, the employment market, but the formal economy was only creating about 80,000 jobs a year. So seeing the level of contribution that we're making, we're a relatively small actor, I must impress that. And seeing the impact that the partners that we've worked with have been able to generate, that's what's really exciting. And the other piece that's really exciting is through working with all sorts of folks, we've been able to distill, well, what really makes a difference if you want to help businesses grow. And we've been busily sharing that. And there's been some fantastic uptake in places ranging from Honduras to Mongolia to Cambodia to Ghana, some of the places where we don't actually work directly, and we don't really know how the lessons got there, but they have, and they've come back to us and said, these lessons are fantastic. We're now using them in our Ministry of Economy, we're using them in Parliament, we're using them across our national business development centres. So that piece has been really exciting to see the uptake of this knowledge, to see entrepreneurs around the world benefiting from the work of our partners and the work that we've been privileged to be a part of.
Thanks for tuning in to the 4th episode of the Arguidis podcast, which explored the ways Arguidis and its partners create impact. We've had some fascinating insight from our guests, Nicholas Koloff and Harry Devonshire from the Arguidis Foundation, Daniel Buchbinder from Alterna, Conan Banning from Swiss Contact, Stephanie de Gonzalez from BPeace, Eduardo Ruata from Tecnoserve, and Rebecca Harrison from AMI. We do hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please leave us a review and share this episode with your colleagues. Until next time, goodbye.